everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Radio DePaul podcast. This week, the topic is a lot more interesting because talking about myself is kind of lame. So today we're talking about The Batman, the movie that came out this year directed by Matt Reeves. More specifically, the filming locations from Chicago that they used when they were filming this movie. So when you're listening to this episode, you should, in theory, be able to do a walking tour along all of the filming locations because they're all downtown. This movie started production in January of 2020. It halted in March, obviously. It started back up filming in September of 2020, and production filming of the movie was officially over in March of 2021. And a good majority of the scenes in this film were actually taken in England, like a few different cities in England. Which is actually, in doing research for this episode, that's about par for the course. Chicago is becoming less and less featured in Batman movies. If you aren't familiar with this movie, this episode in particular is going to have some spoilers just pertaining to the locations and what scenes were shown in the movie with those locations. It's pretty minimal, but just something to be aware of. And overall, there's four locations that are pretty consistently mentioned in a bunch of different articles and for like main locations when watching over the movie. But I've also added a few other spots that I think are just for my own sake. And according to Google Maps, it'll take about 30 minutes of pure walking to get from place to place. So this episode might be a little bit shorter than that, actually. But if you start from the LaSalle and Van Buren CTA stop, about what it'll be, that 30 minutes. The movie itself, they actually film at the Adams and Wabash stop. However, I'd argue that it's a pretty skippable location. It only really adds more time to what you're doing. And all of the Loop train stations look pretty similar, except for Quincy. In mentioning Adams and Wabash, though, when I first watched this movie, I was dead set on the idea that they were at Clark and Lake filming because it's more closed off feeling, like in the movie. And it's also right next to, like, their other filming locations. But when you're watching the beginning of the movie, there's this, like, panning down, and you see the Trump Tower, which is edited to be the Gotham Empire skyscraper, and it's his big stupid name isn't on it, and it's edited to be taller, but pans over down Wabash, and obviously to the Adams and Wabash station. It goes by really quickly, which is why I didn't notice it at first. And there's not too much else to say about this stop. It's one that I really like because it's the closest to the Art Institute. If you go up on the platform there, you can. There's a really good angle of the Art Institute, like front on, but there's no mention or sight of the Art Institute building in The Batman, unfortunately. If you're starting off at LaSalle and Van Buren, you're going to want to. You're on the backside of the Chicago Board of Trade building, which is the first significant location to start off. So to the west is Financial Place. You'd head one block north and then a little bit eastwards to the intersection of Jackson and LaSalle. And it's a T shape. And at the top of the T is where the Chicago Board of Trade building is. This building was designed by John A. Holabird and John Wellborn Root Jr., who are both sons of other architects. If you feel like you recognize John Root in particular, it's because his dad was working with Daniel Burnham on the Chicago World's Fair in the 1890s. The Chicago Board of Trade building is 45 stories tall, and it features a through-and-through Art Deco style. It's a lot more like detailed on the inside with all the gold and black and stuff, and on the outside it's kind of this cream color, but it still has the detailing and the beveling and the stone and whatnot. And in general, this building is used in the Batman movies to portray the main police building, from what I understand. And they don't show any of the interiors of the Chicago Board of Trade building in this version, in the 2022 version. It's mostly just some brief exterior shots. Like, there's this race scene and it pans down the building and down LaSalle Street. And if you really, really want to cut the length of this little tour by about 10 minutes, you could start from the Clark and Lake stop on the CTA, like I mentioned earlier. It would land you right next to the Thompson Center, and the Chicago World Trade Building is visible from there. You just wouldn't, like, have the chance to walk into the lobby, which you should do because it's cool. Even if it wasn't in the movie, you should just go. And there's also, with the Chicago Board of Trade Building, through the Chicago Architecture Center, there are tours that go more inside the building for about $30. But you can also go in there for free. It's a really pretty building. It finished construction in 1930. And the unfortunate thing about it is that some of the most ornate details of the exterior are higher up on the building. And if you can see it, there's a statue on the top of the building. It depicts Sirius, done by John H. Storrs, who, quote, reportedly thought that the building was so tall that no one would be able to see the statue's face. And he is completely correct for that. I'll include all of the sources in the show notes. Look out for those too, because those are pretty interesting. And I'm not going to go super in-depth on every single source. That's about it for the Chicago Board of Trade Center. If you head north on LaSalle Street, you're going to be heading towards the next location. But as a final note, there's kind of this shape to the building where it's a bit like a chair. And a lot of buildings from the Art Deco era in Chicago at least have this kind of shape to them as well. According to the Classic Chicago magazine, the reason for this is because of a zoning rule from 1923, which states that all tall buildings need to have the like setback portion to allow pedestrians more sunlight on the north side. So you get that funny little chair shape. As you're heading along LaSalle Street, you're heading north, you will hit the James R. Thompson Center, and you cannot miss it at all. It's this red, white, and blue semicircular wedge building. And I thought it was really funny because in the movie they edit the building, so it's a full circle instead of the like wedge with one more circular side than the others. Something about it was just really jarring. It's right towards the end. There's this like little time where they like have this huge wide shot of the city, and it's just this like big dot. Nothing too exciting, but just I thought it was funny personally. And I've actually never been inside the Thompson Center. I've walked past it dozens of times and I've seen photos of the inside, but I've never, in all honesty, had any reason to go. It's like part shopping center, part cafeteria. In the movie itself, it's also gutted and is more of an arena than it is the Thompson Center. The mayor gives a speech in there, and a few other major events, again, towards the end of the movie happen that I'm not gonna spoil. The building itself isn't particularly notable, at least not in my brain. It is interesting right now, though, because it's kind of in this transitional period. The state of Illinois offices are there, but they're actually moving out. They sold the building to Google for $105 million before renovations. So they're also in charge of, or not in charge of, but they are also promising to do renovations on the interior of the building that I guess the state of Illinois couldn't afford to do. So when they first bought the building, it was actually briefly under threat of being demolished. For now, it seems like they're planning on keeping the way it is and doing kind of remodeling and refurbishments, but not really changing the aesthetic, if that makes sense. There's an article from the Chicago Sun-Times that says, while the state will be responsible for renovating its new home, officials said the cost will be much less than the $148 million projected as its share of the work needed to modernize the Thompson Center, which opened in 1895 but suffered from the state's neglect as the building aged. End quote. And if you're nosy, the state of Illinois is actually going to be moving to 115 LaSalle. That's not in the Batman movie, but it's something I was curious about too. And going back to the Thompson Center, though, it was designed by a person named Helmut John, J-A-H-N. He actually died just last year, actually. And a lot of his designs, if you page through them, this one included, feature a ton of glass. And apparently the idea for the Thompson Center in particular is that it's meant to represent the transparency of the state to its people. What does it mean that the state is moving out of there to a building with normal windows instead of really huge windows? I don't think it really means anything, but it is slightly funny. This location is also used in The Dark Knight from 2008, and there's a ton of other movies that feature it. But on another note, it's actually really tedious to try and find more information from the Chicago Film Fest. Their website is like really horribly laid out, and they don't actually list the specific locations that were in Chicago. They're just like, oh, part of this movie was filmed in Chicago, and that's it. Which, that could be its own episode, just a rant about how badly their website is formatted. It's two columns, so it'll have like 1980 in one column right next to 2001 in the other column. I don't know. Moving on. If you are at the Thompson Center right now and you exit it and you head back north again, you'll be right underneath the Clark and Lake CTA stop I mentioned a couple times throughout this episode. And one of the motorcycle chase scenes was filmed along Lake Street. If you look east, they filmed going from like west to east. And there's, again, it'll be in the show notes, there's a tweet of someone like filming the scene at Staten Lake, actually. Again, if you keep heading north on LaSalle, you'll get to the Marshall Sulloway Bridge or the LaSalle Street Bridge. It's featured at the same time the Chicago Board of Trade is in a race scene, like the camera panning from the top of the building down the street. It looks like every other bridge in downtown Chicago, in all honesty. But those are the like four main locations. So the Adams and Wabash CTA stop, the Chicago Board of Trade, the Thompson Center, and the Marshall Sulloway Bridge. However, I want to mention just a few other locations that have been in other Batman movies and also that I think are worth going to just for the fun of it. If you're already downtown, you might as well. The first of those is the Trump Tower. It's not in the movie for a ton of time. It's right at the beginning. They're panning down to the Adams and Wabash. It's a good excuse if you're at the South Street Bridge to go down the stairs and take the Riverwalk. It'll be right on Wabash. You don't even have to like go back up the stairs to see it. And actually, if you head all the way to Michigan and take the stairs back up and you look west from the bridge, it's like a pretty good view of the Trump Tower. The Trump Tower was also in at The Dark Knight before it actually had finished construction. A quote I found really interesting was from Hotels Mag in 2008. Adam Kirby wrote, "Because the building is unfinished in the film, heck, despite being open for several months, it's still unfinished in real life. It's likely the vast majority of moviegoers won't recognize it as the Trump. But given it the importance of the scene and the film's destiny to become a cultural icon, it's a safe bet that the Trump will become a landmark destination for generations of Bat fans." And here we are, over a decade later. The Trump Tower is a 92-floor building, and it was designed by Adrian Smith and Bill Baker, the two architects who are also behind the Burj Khalifa, which is the tallest building in the world currently, as of recording. It started construction in 2005 and was officially done in 2009, and then they put the like big, stupid, ugly letters on in 2014. And there were a decent few issues in the construction of the building. I'll link a story, which is from 2005, about the water leak issues it had when it was first coming together. It also mentions how construction materials during that time were becoming more expensive, and it's just kind of an interesting snapshot in time. If you want the idea reinforced that Trump is not a good business person, you can revisit those articles pretty readily. Right now, you're maybe standing at the bridge at Michigan Avenue, and you're also quite close to the Tribune Tower. If you're facing the Trump Tower currently as you're listening, you turn around basically to the right, and it's this big Gothic architecture building. You cannot miss it. And one of the articles I read from Atlas of Wonders mentioned that the top portion of the Tribune Tower building is possibly what inspired the aesthetic of the Wayne Tower, which, like, in the movie and the Tribune Tower, they both have this, like, really heavy, like, Gothic detailing to them. I'm not sure how true it is, but I would like to believe it. There is a scene where he's jumping from the Wayne Tower down into the street, and it's really funny because he, like, kind of crash and burns. And if you're already out and about with friends, this is kind of where the tour is ending. And if you're close to the Tribune Tower, you are close to everything else. If you walk another 20 minutes east, it'll take you to Navy Pier. If you head north, you'll be going up the Magnificent Mile. You're right at the south end of it. And then you head up north. The Magnificent Mile ends at the John Hancock Building. But then if you go another few blocks up north, you'll hit the Oak Street Beach, which is really nice. And then if you're at the Tribune Tower and you head south, you'll be heading towards Millennium Park and then the Art Institute and then Grant Park as well. A few extra, like, bonus notes. I mentioned throughout the episode that The Dark Knight has some overlapping filming locations, but Batman Begins from 2005 was also filmed in Chicago. It just so happens that none of the filming locations overlap. The Dark Knight Rises from 2012 actually isn't filmed in Chicago at all, but rather New York. I also found a Chicago Tribune article that mentions that parts of Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice from 2016 were filmed in the city. Again, not having any overlapping locations with this year's Batman movie. That is all I have to say about this, though. Thank you for listening, and there will be several links of all of the sources to look into because it is a really fun rabbit hole. I really love looking into movie filming locations, especially in the city, because it's like, oh my god, I've been there, or now I have an excuse to go there. A lot of the articles, I think like half of them, are from the Chicago Architecture Center. They're probably going to be talked about a lot this year from me because I really like the work they do. And on a final note, I was snooping around some of the Filming in Chicago Twitter accounts because there's a few of them. And you guys should snoop too because it's so fun. There's some rumors, and it might be confirmed by the time this episode goes out, that Keanu Reeves is going to lead an 8-episode adaptation of The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. And it's set to film in the city in the spring, which is really exciting for me. A Keanu Reeves standpoint, but not super exciting from a content standpoint. In all honesty, I don't like that book, but that's my own. I'll die on that hill alone. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Have a great 2 weeks. The next episode is going to be about different Halloween things that are happening in the city, so please look forward to that.